Noah Webster says, 9:30. Bird's Eye Frosted Food presents Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, with her special guest, Frank Morgan. And now here's Dinah.
Did you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it sends a number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the adjacent to Pika and the Saddle Space. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet her friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the adjacent to Pika and the Saddle Space. Here she comes. Get the ring. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they all want lists of some hotel. Cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia on the adjacent to Pika and the Saddle Bay.
Here she comes. Hey, Jim, you better get the ring.
There's lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia on the Anderson, the Peter, and the
Bird's Eye Open House. On hand are our regulars, Robert Emmett Dolan and the orchestra, and Ken Lane and the chorus. And we've got the welcome mat out for Frank Morgan, the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer star, soon to be seen in the Technicolor musical, Yolanda and the Thief. And we've got a bright blue bib for our big, bouncing baby boy, Harry Von Dell.
Oh,
yes. Hello, Harry.
Well, hiya, Dino, girl. Girl, hiya.
Oh, I'm fine, but Harry, where did you get that sunburn? I've never seen anybody so red.
Red? You're not kidding, Dinah. I was standing on the corner of Hollywood and Vine, and three cars stopped and waited for me to turn green. Oh, I don't know. I guess that's... We'll wait. No, really, I am awful burned, but I guess that's what I get for spending a day at the beach.
Oh, Harry, I know exactly what you mean. I had my fill of the beach last Sunday.
You did?
Well, I got there bright and early in the morning, and I went out in the water in my new bathing suit made of parachute cloth.
Well, parachute cloth?
Yes, and I must say a mighty embarrassing thing happened.
Oh, what's that?
A lobster swam by and pulled a ripcord.
No. Well, Dinah, I'll admit that's pretty bad, but just listen to what happened to me.
It's going
to
be better.
No, but it's awful. I laid down... I'm laughing because I know what's coming. No, really, Dinah. I laid down for a snooze, and to protect myself from the sun, I covered myself all over with a newspaper, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, sir, I just fallen asleep when along came one of those fellows who cleaned the beach with a sharp nail at the end of a stick.
What happened?
Got me right between the classified section and Dick Tracy.
You're safe with a bell, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Well, hello, my dear. This is Frank Morgan speaking.
Hello, Frank. For yes. Heaven's sake, I haven't seen you in months. What have you been doing?
What have you heard?
Well,
it's a lie. I never even knew the girl. I mean, I'd like to have you come over to my house this evening. Nothing pretentious. We'll just listen to some music, and later on, we'll have a little intimate supper. Do you like pheasants?
Oh, yes. I'll bring Harry Von Dell.
I said pheasant, not peasant.
But, Frank, you don't seem to understand. I'm always with Harry on Thursday night.
You are? Well, that's too bad. I thought you and I could be alone. We could sit on the balcony in the moonlight and...
Well, what
you
difference...
might...
Wait. I just can't see what difference it would make if Harry's along.
What's that?
I said I can't see what difference it'll make if Harry's along.
Operator!
What is it, sir?
There's no mistake. A child just got on the wire.
Hello?
Oh, there you are, Dinah. Well, my car and chauffeur will pick you up in a few minutes.
Oh, good. We'll see you later. Bye now.
Goodbye, Dinah.
they made 24 little hours, brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, what a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that friendship, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day makes, and the difference is you. Quando devo sulla via stai sola contigo, la cosa che te digo no repitas jamás por compasión. Una tu labios míos y estrechame en tus brazos y cuenta los latidos de nuestro corazón. What a difference a day makes, and the difference is you.
I am Mr. Morgan's chauffeur. Are you Miss Dinosaur?
Well, that's right. How did you recognize me?
Mr. Morgan described you as being attractive, charming, and beautiful.
Oh,
and you're Mr. Von Zell?
He knows me. Well, that's right. How did Mr. Morgan describe me?
I'm sorry, sir, but there's a lady present.
Yes. Oh, he did he? Well, you
won't you please step into the car?
Yes, thank you.
I beg your pardon. But as you notice, I've no rear-view mirror. So would you mind looking behind every once in a while?
Well, I don't understand. Why don't you have a rear view mirror?
Mr. Morgan had it removed. Said I peeped.
Well, look, I've never been to Mr. Morgan's home. Is it a large place?
Large? Well, just to give you an idea, he has three swimming pools.
Three?
Yes. Hot, cold, and bourbon.
Well, I must say that sounds like Frank, all right. By the way, how long have you been working for Mr. Morgan?
Oh, it's been a good many years.
Well, how many yells would you say?
I'm not sure, but when I started, his address book was only one volume.
Harry, don't you wonder how Frank manages to attract so many beautiful girls?
Well, I
begging your pardon, Mr. Lundell.
Yes.
I might explain that Mr. Morgan's system is to invite them to the house, go to his den, and show them his etchings.
His etchings?
Yes.
Did you say his etching?
I did.
Oh. I consider that a very old-fashioned approach, anyway. Yeah. Well, now you take me. I go to my eye spots and show them my peas.
Your what?
Peas.
What?
Bird's eye quick frozen peas.
Oh.
Why, those bird's eye people know their fruits and vegetables, you know. They know how to grow them, prepare them, and quick freeze them. Why, it takes them only 2 hours to rush those bird's eye peas from the field to the freezer. That's quick work, you know.
If I may say so, Mr. Morgan works pretty fast, too.
Yeah.
Well, look now, after the girls have seen his etchings, what does Mr. Morgan do?
Turns the lights down low.
He does?
Yes. Cutting down on electricity. Then he tells them they're beautiful.
You heard that, Diamond? I knew it. That's my technique, exactly.
No,
say it. I always say they're beautiful, and they are. What peas?
Oh.
Bird's eye are so fussy about their foods that those peas are not only washed thoroughly, but they're dry clean. You hear that, Dinah? Each and every pea is cleaned by a man-made hurricane.
Get out the catches, Miss Mom Bundell, then they're pitching the night.
Nobody catching, though. No, really, and get a load of this, too. A big air pressure machine removes every single undersized and broken piece so you get only luscious, tender, perfect ones. Every one with a garden fresh flavor. And that's true for all Bird's Eye fruits and vegetables come to you garden fresh and delicious. With 15 years' experience in preparing and packing foods, you can be sure that anything you buy carrying the Bird's Eye label is the better buy and frosted food.
He gets. If Mr. Morgan hears about this, he will throw away all his etching.
He left out Odd Bodkins. He didn't say Odd Bodkins there. Look, Dinah, tell me, seriously, now, don't you think that my masterful description of Bird's Eye peas would win over any girl?
I certainly do, Harry. I really do.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Well, then how about a date with me to go dancing tomorrow night?
Well, I'd love to. Will we go to the Coconut Grove at the Ambassador Hotel?
No, we'll go to the Bird's Eye Room at the Farmer's Market.
A bird to sing, I'll go on loving you till the end of time. Long as roses bloom in May, my love for you will grow deeper with every passing day. Each mountain disappears. I'll be there for you, to care for you, through laughter and through fear. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for. Till the end of time. Oh, take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you'll love and live for till the end of time.
This is 1436 Elm Drive. Hey, this is the house of Morgan, Harry.
Yeah, I'll ring.
Okay. Oh, I suppose you're Dinah Shore and you're Harry Von Zell. I'm the maid. Come right in.
Hey, well, what's the matter? You're terribly out of breath.
Yes, I've been running all day.
Why do you have to run?
Dearie, have you ever been alone with Mr. Morgan?
Greetings, greetings. Welcome to my humble abode.
Well, how are you, Tom? Glad to see you.
My dear, permit me just to gaze upon you for a minute. Never have I seen you looking more glorious. You look like $1,000,000.
Thank you.
Well, how about me? Anybody got change for a quarter?
And you, Frank, gee, I think you look wonderful. I've never seen you looking so well.
Well, little wonder, my dear. After all, I go to bed early, get plenty of fresh air. I don't run around with the girls, and I don't drink. Ladies and gentlemen, the opinions of Mr. Morgan are not necessarily those of the sponsor or anybody else. Just a minute, you little upstart.
Now,
why did I say little? I'm forgetting that I'm the host.
Yes.
Please, now, I want you to be comfortable. Dinah, you sit down here next to me on the sofa.
Thank you.
And you, Harry, you'll find a very comfortable chair in the next room.
No, now, look, Frank, that chair is too heavy for me to drag in here.
That's splendid. Now, now that we're alone, Dinah.
No, you don't. He's not going to get... I'm going to sit down right in here.
Now, look, please, stop. Just a minute.
Well, he can't.
Please.
Officer.
Let's stop all this unpleasantness. Really, Frank, it's such a nice evening, and you have a very charming home, such lovely things. Mm. Say, tell me, whose portrait is that over the fireplace there?
Oh, that's my grandfather, Pioneer of the Old West. Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe, Morgan, they call him. That portrait was made just before he died.
Well, Frank, did he always wear such a high collar?
Well, no, he wore that to hide the rope. And over there, Dinah, as you see, I have a painting by Rembrandt.
Well, I had no idea you were so interested in art.
Oh.
Tell me, do you know the Blue Boy?
No, the Blue Boy? I knew him before he started holding his breath. He called... tell me, what would you folks like to drink?
Well, I'll have some water.
I'll have some water.
Yeah, so you can wash later. What do you want to drink?
You've always been a playboy, haven't you? Don't you ever think of the important problems of the world?
Surely you're jesting, my dear. I, a playboy? Ridiculous. Why, beneath this exterior frivolity, there beats the heart and the brain of a modern super-industrialist. Captains of industry.
I beg your pardon?
Captains of industry, who know the real Morgan, refer to me affectionately as the Henry Kaiser of Cucamonga County.
Oh, don't make me laugh.
What business were you ever...
Huh? No, I mean it. That's ridiculous. What business were you ever in?
My bouncing buffoon is now safe to divulge the fact that during the war I was the guiding genius of the Morgan Aircraft Company. And I'm now busily engaged in reconversion of airplanes to washing machines.
Well, that's wonderful. Those washing machines are really needed, Frank. Well, you certainly are a boon to the housewives.
I am? I mean, I am. That's very clear of you, Dinah.
What was I talking about?
Housewives. Housewives. Yes, well, our first housewife was rolled off the assembly line.
Frank, what am I talking about?
Our first washing machine came off the assembly line this morning, and I'm sorry to say that due to a slip-up, it came out equipped with a propeller. And before I had checked it, it was sold to Mrs. A.J. Hanaberry.
What did she have to say?
Well, we haven't heard yet. The last time she was seen, Mrs. Hanaberry was rinsing out a pair of shorts 20,000 feet over Kansas City.
Frank, I don't believe that.
Well, that's as true a word as I've ever spoken. Well, that I believe. Thank you all. And to do my share in the lessening of post-war unemployment, I just built a tremendous plant, and I've employed 500 recently discharged wax and waves. Oh, my gosh, it's wonderful working around that plant, surrounded by 500 beautiful girls.
Mm-hmm. And just what do you manufacture at that plant?
My boy, who cares? But I'm sure you'll be interested to know that I've just completed plans to erect 500,000 prefabricated homes in Los Angeles.
500,000 homes?
Yes.
Morgan, that's a lot.
Oh, no. Come. I told you they were fabricated.
You know, Frank, you and Harry have a lot in common. Harry's working on post-war inventions, too, you know.
Oh,
come on, now, tell him about it,
no,
Harry.
No, Dinah, I don't want it.
Oh, please, I'm sure Mr. Morgan Jenkins...
Well, certainly, my boy, speak up.
Well, it's a new fountain pen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've made all sorts of tests.
Uh-huh.
It's absolutely guaranteed not to leak in a submarine.
Well,
it won't leak in an automobile.
Uh-huh.
And it won't leak in an airplane.
Well.
But there's just one trouble with it.
Like that. It leaks in your pocket. Bonzel, why don't you go in the kitchen and brew yourself a cup of DDT? Kills little things like that. Now, Dinah, I must tell you about my trip on the first round-the-world jet-propelled passenger plane.
Oh, my, that sounds exciting. I bet those things are plenty fast, huh?
Yes, I left Los Angeles in the morning, had lunch over Chicago, met a beautiful girl. She and I had dinner over New York. The fuse blew and the lights went out over Newfoundland.
What happened?
She slapped my face over Paris.
Well, maybe I shouldn't say this, but, Frank, I don't see how that could happen.
Well, we were pretty high at the time. But all this is a very little import compared to the work I've been doing in Washington. And one of my greatest political inspirations was to bring over a cute little dancer from Hawaii as a candidate for Congress.
Oh, now, hold on a minute, Morgan.
Why?
Well, what would a Hawaiian dancer know about the affairs of Congress?
Well, not much, but she could sure put a motion before the House. Back of my own shoulder. Just look at the time. I hate being an ungracious host, but I'm sure you'll understand if I tell you I must catch the midnight plane for Washington.
Official business and all that sort of thing?
Oh, yes, right. You see, at the behest of the State Department, I've been working on a post-war monetary system to be used between the major nations of the world.
Oh, Frank, would it be possible for you to tell us about it before you go? Just a little bit.
Well, it's mighty confidential. But if you promise not to tell...
Oh, we...
I promise. My plan is to do away with money and return to the barter system. For instance, we'll send 50 million barrels of oil to Russia, and Russia will send us 50 million tons of aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
We'll send 10 million tons of coal to Brazil, and Brazil will send us 10 million tons of coffee.
Oh, huh?
And we'll send Benny Graver and the bathing suit to England. And what will England send us?
England!
Say, Mom, when you walk in your food store tomorrow, make a beeline for Bird's Eye, will you? I mean that shining white case where you'll find those wonderful Bird's Eye frosted foods. But just a word of caution, before you pick, look. Look and see if the package you picked says Bird's Eye on it. That's because there are many brands of frosted foods, but there's only one Bird's Eye. No frosted food is Bird's Eye unless it says so on the package. And believe me, it pays to be fussy because there's nothing more delicious than those Bird's Eye frosted foods. They all taste as though you just picked them out of your own garden. And they're also easy to prepare. No cleaning, no sorting, just a lot of good eating. So for your own protection, look for that Bird's Eye label. Oh, and listen, pretty soon now you'll be seeing more Bird's Eye frosted foods. For the new crops have been picked, prepared, and quick frozen as only Bird's Eye can do it. And soon will be on their way to your store. So for the better buy in frosted foods, always remember, better buy Bird's Eye.
Make you confess, is it no, is it yes? Always the same continuous sound, am I in, am I out? Each thing must end a definite way, for instance, take example A. If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't done, it's life. If you ain't sure, you might. Gotta be there so bad. If it ain't for, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bang. If it ain't big, it's blank. Gotta be there so bad. If you don't like it, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. Gotta be this or that.
If it ain't fear, it's when. If you ain't fair, you're bad. If it ain't fair, it can. Gotta be this or that. Can't you see? Gotta be
one way or the other. Tell me what I must know. If you don't like it, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. Gotta be this or gotta be that. Gotta be this or that. Thank you, Frank Morgan, for dropping over. It's always fun seeing you. And next week, please tune in because we're expecting visits from Joseph Cotton and Bill Goodwin. You know, the war may be over, that is as far as the shooting is concerned, but the war won't really be over until every one of our boys are home. To get them home, a great deal depends on the merchant marines. There can't be real peace, nor can our aims be attained unless all the merchant seamen, now on the job, stick to the job. And unless all men with sea experience use that valuable experience in our merchant marines. It's really that important. Experienced officers and seamen with certificates are badly needed, so if you can qualify, wire collect to the Merchant Marine, Washington, D.C. Here's a real opportunity for a worthwhile and lucrative peacetime career. Send that wiring right here. Good night, everybody.
And then here's some very good news. Next Thursday, September 20th, and every Thursday thereafter, tune into this station a half hour earlier to hear from our good friends George Burns and Gracie Allen when they return to the air for Maxwell House Coffee. Also on the program will be Meredith Wilson and his beautiful chip on music, Bill Goodwin and that fine guitarist Les Paul. Be sure to join both of us next week, won't you? Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, is written by Howard Harris and Sid Zelenka.
Speak for Dane. A wise dog owner will nourish every inch of a dog with Dane. G-A-I-N-E-S. Because Dane's complete meal contains meat meal, vegetables, cereals, everything dogs are known to need for strong, sturdy bodies and red-blooded vitality. That's why Dane's dog meal has been a favorite with veterinarians for over 16 years. Feed your dog Dane's today. He'll speak. Speak for Dane. America's largest selling dog food.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles. Follow.
Copyright Golden Navy.